Welcome to the Fantasy Champions Fantasy Football Podcast. Here's your host, Morgan Colby and Rick Lemon.
What is going on, Fantasy Champions? Welcome back on in. I'm Ricky Lemon. I got no Morgan here today. I'll say the least shocking news of the day. I'm sick again. Right now, currently in my bed making this podcast. But, you know, we gotta push through. Sometimes you got to push through. And we're pushing the end of the NFL season. We got to get those podcasts out ready for you to win your championship and maybe even get in the playoffs. I know some of you, it might come down to this week. So this is a big week and a big home stretch. So we got to get those shows out, you know, got to keep that grind going. So welcome on in. We got a lot to get to in this episode. We got a Thursday night preview, even though it might be the worst Thursday night preview of all time. For most people, you probably could pay them and they wouldn't want to watch this game. It's going to be a bad one, but there will still be some fantasy implications in this game that you're going to want to listen to. So before we do that, make sure you do the follow and check out our website at thefantasychampions.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like us on Facebook, Twitter at the FF Champs, Instagram at the Fantasy Champions, Facebook.com/thefantasychampions, TikTok at the FF Champs if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other podcasting platforms. Leave a review, share your friends. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and like and comment below. So without further ado, let's talk about this Thursday night crapshoot, aka the Patriots Steelers. The game is in Pittsburgh. It's going to be Mitch Trubisky versus Bailey Zappe, and the schedule makers going into the year thought, you know, maybe this could be an okay game, and boy, were they wrong. The Steelers might have a good record, but they are one of the most boring teams to watch in the NFL, and they are on their backup quarterback as well, and the Patriots have been the most boring team in the NFL and also are the second worst team record-wise, so not exactly a primetime game here that you would think of. But it's been that kind of year, a lot of injuries, a lot of bad football being played, and this week is more of that. The over-under is 30 points, which I think is one of the lowest in the last like decade for NFL games, and I'd still bet the under. I think it's probably going to be, my guess is like 17-10. I'm 12-1 on the season, and Morgan is 8-5, and we'll get to our picks at the end of the show. I'll tell you who Morgan picked for this game. But let's talk about some of the fantasy implications first. And we're going to start with the Patriots. Admittedly, there's not much here with the Patriots. But we will start. With quarterback Bailey Zappe coming in for Mac Jones, he sucks. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Even in super flex leagues, if you're playing him, a large league, maybe Dynasty Superflex or a Redraft Superflex. And for those who don't know, that is a two-quarterback league. I still wouldn't start Bailey Zappe. He's just nowhere near your starting lineup. He had 7 points this past week. He had one fantasy point coming in the second half of the Giants game. Probably going to end up with about 8 fantasy points again this week. They just can't move the ball. There's no touchdowns in this offense. And the chances of him throwing an interception versus a touchdown, it's probably he's got a higher chance to throw an interception. So you're not touching Bailey Zappe. And even if Mac Jones is playing this game, you wouldn't touch him either. So we'll quickly move on to running backs. And this is where things get a little interesting. Ramondre Stevenson has been a pretty good start on a week-to-week basis, but he, I believe, got a high ankle sprain in the second quarter of the Chargers game and was ruled out for the remainder of the game, and he's out 3 to 5 weeks, which the way the Patriots season has gone, that they might just shut him down the rest of the season. I think there's only 5 weeks left anyway. So the expectation is this is going to be Zeke's backfield the rest of the season. And Zeke, with the injury to Ramondre, had an okay game. He had 13 fantasy points. Not very efficient, 17 carries for 52 yards, and then 5 targets for 4 catches. But it's not too bad, and I'm going to be honest, I don't love it, but I would consider starting Zeke in deeper leagues or flex play. We still have bye weeks, This is the last NFL season, or the last week of the NFL season, where there are bye weeks. We have plenty of running back injuries. Jonathan Taylor is the first one that comes to mind, but there's some guys out. I know Brian Robinson this week is on a bye. Antonio Gibson, if you were even considering him, is on a bye. So there's a couple guys that you might have in your lineup that you usually have that are not playing this week. So look, I don't think it's great. I don't see a big game coming from him, but I could easily see double-digit fantasy points based on his receiving and just his overall usage in the offense. If you're okay, if you're just looking for a plug-and-play that will get you 10 to 12 fantasy points, I think the Zeke can provide that for you. But don't go out of your way to start him, but I'm just saying that I think he's an okay plug-and-play and probably the only one on this Patriots team, because we'll get to the receivers. Pop Douglas is out again with a concussion. He was playing at a decent level as well before his injury, and I would have told you that he could be considered an okay start. But with him out, there's really nobody that you want to play on this receiver core. Probably outside of the Panthers, and even with the injuries that the Patriots have, is probably the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. We're looking at guys like Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, and I think Jalen Reagor will probably be the four receivers they roll out. No real talent there. Parker, obviously, at a time, was a good player, 50-50 ball type of guy, but he's past his prime. Juju, his knee situation has not been producing this year, and I don't think he will going forward. I don't think he's the same player he was 3 or 4 years ago back when he was on the Steelers. Tyquan Thornton can't catch a cold, and he's very fast, but he's not a great receiver. And then Jalen Reagor, same thing. reminds me a lot of Nelson Aguilar. So it might be a worse version. But the receivers are not very good. It doesn't help that the offense in general isn't good, but the receivers do not help. With Bailey Zappi at quarterback, I will tell you right now that I would not consider starting any of them. You had to put a gun to my head and told me you had to start somebody. It would probably be Devontae Parker. Zappi has a history with Parker. When he came into the Bears game last year, I think he got a lot of targets. This week against Chargers, he had 9 targets. So Zappi likes starting those 50-50 balls. So Parker could get a big catch or two like he did this past week. But again, you're not trying to start Devontae Parker. And then, yeah, Tyquan is a no, Jalen Reagor is a no. So not too much here with this Patriots team or in this football game in general. Now we got to tight ends. Hunter Henry, who had some really good games to start the year, just completely fell off along with the Patriots offense. They're not his fault. I think he's still a good player, but it's just tough when you're playing in the worst offense in the NFL and you have Bailey Zappi as your quarterback. So Hunter Henry continues to be a sit and probably shouldn't even be rostered in leagues. One of his best strengths is the red zone, and the Patriots did not enter the red zone last week. So, and they're playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers on a Thursday night. So chances are that might happen again. Hunter Henry's got to be a sit, and Mike Gesicki probably doesn't even need to be mentioned. He has been a zero on the Patriots offense this season. And he only had 9 snaps or 9% of the snaps last week, which is kind of interesting to see. But yeah, that's it for the Patriots. I'm even surprised we got one guy that was worth talking about, which is Zeke. But worst offense in football. So this is the worst possible offense for fantasy football, worst offense in football. So yeah, it makes sense. Let's go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, the home team. We got Mitch Trubisky starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's been a minute since I think we've seen Trubisky start. He played last week, and I don't think he was very good. Let me just double check. Well, I did have a touchdown, went 11-17. So who knows, right? Maybe we got some hope here with Mitch Trubisky. But yeah, no, we're not starting Mitch Trubisky at all. we're staying away from both quarterbacks in this game. Now we talk about the running back position, and now we have some guys here. We'll start with Najee Harris, who really since the bye week has been pretty good and has been an RB2, kind of the guy that you hoped for when you drafted him. Hasn't had any monster games. I think the most he had was 18, but he's been living around 10 to, you know, double digit fantasy points. He had 9.7 this past week, which was his second lowest buy. But he's been okay. He's been serviceable. And I would say to start him, but there is a very good chance he does not play this week. He's listed as questionable, but he did not practice at all this week. So keep your eye on that. I think if he does play, he's an okay start, similar to Zeke. I don't expect too much out of him, but I could definitely see double-digit fantasy points from him. And then Jaylen Warren, the other running back from the Steelers, who has also been pretty good all the season. I just want to confirm what he got last week, but I think he had a pretty good game. And overall this year has definitely had his moments. So last week he actually did not. He had 6 and 7 last 2 weeks. But the previous week before that, he had 23. At this point, it feels like he's the more explosive player. And if you're desperate, I think you could plug him in as well for potential start. But I don't, you know, I'm not in love with that either. I think if you had to rank the running backs in this game, I'd probably put Najee Harris 1, Jaylen Warren 2, and Zeke 3. But all three guys could be a plug and play. I will say if Najee Harris is out, Jaylen Warren could have a really big game and could be the reason you get in the playoffs if you plug and play him. I would definitely start him if Najee Harris is out. If Najee Harris is in there, it's a little more like, depends on what your options are, but I would still be okay with him starting. So now we get to the wide receiver positions. And George Pickens has had a pretty decent season overall. I could be wrong, but I feel like the connection with him and Pickett, though, is a little bit better than him and Mitch Trubisky. Although I say that, but looking at his stats since the bye week, he has not been good. He's had a lot of bad games in there. A couple good games here and there, but overall just not anything that you really love to see. He had a really tough stretch from week 8 to week 12, scoring under 9 fantasy points in every single one of those games. So, and he's held under four or less catches in every single game since week 7. So really not good. Patriots do have a decent defense as well. So I would kind of probably be avoiding George Pickens. He's always has that potential to go off, have a big game, have a big catch. But it's just, it's really, really difficult to start him with Mitch Trubisky in there at quarterback. And then the other receiver that I want to talk about is Deontay Johnson. He kind of similar. It's really tough to trust him with Trubisky at quarterback, even though he has also had some really good moments this year. But I will say if I'm going to start one of these two, I'd probably do Deontay. I think he has a little bit more of a connection with Mitch Trubisky. Had a touchdown this week with Mitch Trubisky in the second half of the game. And I think he's been slightly more reliable. He hasn't been super reliable, but between him and Pickens, he has been the more reliable option. So I think Deontay Johnson could be an okay flex play this week. We got to talk about tight end, of course. Pat Freiermuth at tight end. There's no more receivers. Allen Robinson can go kick rocks. But Pat Freiermuth, tight end for the Steelers, pretty solid last year, but this year he has been very inconsistent, which is a theme with that Steelers offense. 1 fantasy point week 11, 21 in week 12, 5 fantasy points last week in his comeback game. So not exactly what you want to see. The tight end position, though, is so brutal, so inconsistent, so many just gross games out of people that if you want to start Pat Freiermuth, fine. I'll tell you, I don't think he's going to be in my top 10 for rankings. I don't know about top 12. Probably not. So chances are you have a better option, but if you don't, I understand it. And I don't think he's not the worst possible play. So I'm okay with Freiermuth, but I don't love it. And then one more thing I want to talk about with this game that I think is very important. Most redraft leagues still have defenses. If you do have defenses, and you have to win this week, I would honestly consider making a trade because the chances are that the defense is already owned. But go getting the Pittsburgh Steelers defense before Thursday Night Football. They are a guaranteed lock to have at least double-digit fantasy points, which could make or break your week at the defensive position. It's just a great matchup for them versus the Patriots, who have been the worst offensive football. The Steelers' defense overall is good. So get them while, you know, the price is probably going to be a decent amount for defense, but it might not be crazy because they haven't exactly had a monster season. They've been inconsistent for fantasy point-wise. So, but go get them this week. Lock for double-digit points. And, again, that could make or break your season. So I love it's, that. This is how you know it's a gross game, but my favorite play of this game is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. So that said, we should get to the picks here. I'm 12-1 on the season. I don't know how that happened. Morgan is 8-5. He has the Pittsburgh Steelers. I also have the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's sad we're Patriots fans. So it's kind of sad to see that how we view this team, that there was no hesitation to pick the Steelers, even though Steelers have their backup quarterback out there. But, yeah, it's just – it's gross. I mean, I'm good with it because I'm rooting for the tank, but for most Patriots fans, it's still a little sad to see. But we both have the Steelers in this game, and I'm pretty confident in that pick. So I think that will do it for the Thursday preview. Might be one of the grossest Thursday games we've seen in a while. Hopefully that you can get through it with your fantasy week. And this is a big-time week. You need this win. So go get it, make the playoffs, and go win your chip. See you later, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Champions Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and YouTube and follow us on Twitter at TheFFChamps.